Sidus Nibbet Sirus Hashem is responsible by the Saka family and as well by Yelid and Avram Forman. We're on the 13th bracha of the Amidah, the bracha of Alat Tzadikim. Why are we interrupting the flow of these middle section of Bakasha, our personal needs, our collective people, national needs, and all of a sudden we're davening for this subgroup, subsect, the group of Tzadikim? The answer is the Pasuk in Mishlei, Tzadik Yesod Olam, because the Tzadikim, the righteous, are the foundation of the whole world. Any good, any bracha, anything we have, writes Rabbi Yonasan Eibshitz, in our world, in our lives, comes in their merit, so therefore we daven for their well-being. We last left off, are we in ascending or descending order? Allah tzadikim bi Allah chasidim, who's greater, the tzadik or the chasid? And there are really two schools of thought. There's a big machlokas. According to some, according to the Avudraham defines the tzadik as the perfect person, the one who doesn't struggle, the one who's not tempted, the one who's never fallen. Which someone pointed out, I have to look into it, is peculiar considering the pasuk says, Sheva yipol tzadik v'kam, not chasid. But the tzaddik is described as the one who has no negative inclination, who doesn't struggle, who doesn't fall, who's righteous from the womb. The chasid, on the other hand, the Prima Gadim adds, and the Shari Tshuva others, the chasid is the Baal Tshuva, the chasid is the one who engages that struggle, falls and gets up and navigates life and is committed to keep coming back. Which one is greater, to be pure and pristine in every struggle or to have struggled and to recover? Others say, in fact, that, and we mentioned this was the debate between Yehuda and Yosef, a debate in the early, Sfasemis makes an allusion, Kotzk and Ger. This was a debate. Is it quality? Is it quantity? Is it the elite? Is it the every man? Do we emphasize and are we encouraging? Are we admiring and revering the one who's perfect with no struggles? Or do we elevate and hold up as an example and emulate the person who struggles and who comes back? Others say, in fact, it's exactly the opposite of which one is greater, the tzaddik versus the chassid. The tzaddik, according to that interpretation, the Mesillas Yesharim, for example, tzaddik's the person who follows the strict letter of the law. Tzaddik says, what's the halacha? What's the strict letter of the law? What's the minimum? What does it say in Shulchan Aruch? I'll do what's asked of me. I'll fulfill what is the requirement. The chassid goes above and beyond. And that's what the Ramchal, Rabbi Shabtai, spoke in the end of Pesach about this. That the chassid, the way that Ramchal begins, Yesoda Chassidus, the whole foundation of Chassidus that Ramchal is writing in the 18th century in Padua, in Italy, he's not talking about the culture of Chassidim, the movement wasn't yet born. He's talking about the chassid, the pious, the righteous, the person who lives with a constant awareness and mindfulness and consciousness of Hashem in their life. And when you're in love and when you're a devoted and when you want to go above and beyond, then you go beyond Yira. The tzaddik is limited by Yira. I'm in awe, I'm afraid. What are the rules? I don't want to get struck by lightning. What do I have to do? Where do I put my check mark? That's the tzaddik, yira. But the chassid is driven not by yira, by fear, but rather by ava, by love. And the chassid says, not the bare minimum, not what can I get away with, but the chassid says, how can I go above and beyond? How can I demonstrate extra piety and extra devotion? That is the culmination of Mesillas Yesharim. Ramchal concludes, as we did recently, we just finished the 10 minutes of meaning, studying all of Mesillas Yesharim together, and the way that Ramchal concludes is by saying that the definition of chassid is different for everyone. The one learning full-time is one definition of chassidus, and a person who works and who nevertheless makes it to minyan and finds time as kavei itim to learn and leads a communal effort is expressing being a chassid chassidus in another way. It is subjective and it's individualized and it's tapered to every individual, what it means to be a chassid, what it means to go above and beyond. So there is this foundational difference, fundamental difference. Who is greater? Is the tzaddik greater? We begin with the tzaddik and then we make our way down, we descend with the chassid and the ziknei amcha b'Yisrael and so on. Or no, the chassid is greater. They go above and beyond. So we start with the tzaddik because the tzaddik is coming out of yira, out of fear. But the chassid is living out of ava. Which is greater, serving Hashem out of yira or out of ava, out of fear or out of love? The answer is, you need to begin with yira. You need a foundation of yira, otherwise the ava can't stand. But the ava built upon the foundation of yira is greater. The Ramban writes ala Torah, that's why ase dochalos ase. Positive commandments are an expression, a reflection of ava, of love. Los ase, negative commandments, are a reflection of yira, of fear. So in a conflict between an ase and a los ase, a positive and negative commandment, the principle, the rule is ase dochalos ase, ava docha yira, chassid greater than a tzaddik. Here's the good news. We say them both, And you could think about them both, and we picture, and we daven for the well-being of both, we strive to be both, and we understand that any bracha, any good in our life, in our world, comes from the tzaddikim and the chassidim in our life.